Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday people in Vermont and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about Monday night's event in support of migrant justice member Daniela Lopez. Stay tuned.
Are very artificial. We need people like Danilo in our midst to help us learn more about justice, to help us work together for justice. Our policies are terribly broken.
We open our doors in solidarity with Danilo and in hopes for a more gracious policy for all our immigrant neighbors.
On Monday, June 24th, friends and supporters of Danilo Lopez gathered at the Charlotte Congregational Church to hear his story and to take action against his deportation. Many spoke about Danilo's positive impact on the community and his diligence in fighting for human rights for all.
I assume that the men and women coming here from Mexico and other places ravaged by the economic pursuits of the United States were simply here to work, to make some money and to return home. But Danilo has taught me otherwise. He's reminded me that all people universally strive for dignity and compassion. That indeed dignity in all its forms is a human right, regardless of documentation, nationality, race, gender, sexual orientation, ability, religion, or anything else. My experiences with Danilo have shown me that he is truly a man of dignity and conviction. With everything to lose, he models courage in the face of fear, the willingness to speak truth to power when the stakes are high. I know that this room is full of people with a variety of religious and non-religious backgrounds and beliefs. What I've been taught is that our differences don't really matter that much, because truth transcends, as long as we are able to find the strength to be an agent of that transcendence.
Danilo was a leader in the passing of S-38, a bill that gives migrant workers the right to driver's licenses, and he has continued to be a human rights leader in the community. Although S-38 marks a tremendous victory, migrant workers continue to face struggles with discrimination, dignity at work, unlawful deportations, and many other issues. This event brought awareness to the need for immigration policy reform, not only in the state of Vermont, but in the nation.
Around the same time that Danilo was with Governor Shumlin and others signing the bill, Danilo got the news that his immigration case, which started after that unfair traffic stop, the last appeal had been denied. And so we were faced with the decision, we have an opportunity here to do a public campaign. And Danilo decided to do it because he wants to set an example also for other cases that need support.
La verdad, no es el único caso mío que se mantiene hoy en deportación. Solamente aquí en Vermont tenemos como 15 compañeros, si no es que más, en el proceso de deportación por solamente ir a la tienda a comprar, venir como pasajeros en el carro, el mismo problema con otros departamentos de policía.
The reality is that I'm not the only one facing deportation proceedings here in the state of Vermont. Currently, there's about 15 that are facing these charges for similar things of going to the supermarket to buy food or being passengers in a car.
About a month ago, up in Franklin County, the Franklin County Sheriff pulled over a couple workers just a couple miles from their farm. They were just passengers in a car, just like Danilo, called immigration enforcement. Those folks are being deported. They're in deportation procedures. One of the things that we've really focused on at Migrant Justice is the police. We can hold them accountable, but we have to get really organized. We can change these policies, but just changing them doesn't count. We have to stay on top of it. We have to hold people to it.
The event closed with support from the audience in the form of petition signatures and videos asking that ICE close Danilo's case and allow him to stay. Many members of Migrant Justice and many friends and supporters of Danilo continue to fight his deportation and the deportation of all migrant workers, locally and through the national campaign, Not One More.
We have two paths that we can choose. We have a tremendous human rights leader who has been an agent of change for so many people, impacting people individually and also building a movement for human rights, who could continue and be allowed to stay and continue his work and live on his own terms, or who could be kicked out through the back door. And what we're doing here today is sharing his story so we can all learn more about, directly from Danilo, about all the good work he does.
Pero muchas veces igual por todo y pues aquí estamos peleando por el pedazo de tierra donde estamos viviendo hoy en día todos mis compañeros y pues siempre hay que defenderlo, ¿no? Si no nos van a estar corriendo de todos lados y no es justo.
Thank you everybody for being here, and just want to remind you all that we're going to continue with this struggle. That I say that we gotta defend a piece of land where we live, wherever that is, otherwise we're gonna keep kicking you out from everywhere.
Put People First Radio is a project of the People's Media Project. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media.